Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Each month, SDPB's Jacqueline Severin hosts Making a Living in our downtown Sioux Falls studios. June's topic was tourism's impact on businesses and communities. Her panel included South Dakota Secretary of Tourism Jim Hagan, local business owner Nancy Savage, Terry Schmidt, she's Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Mike Crewson, General Manager of the Denny Sanford Premier Center. And Jacqueline joins us now in the Kirby Family Studio and SDPB Sioux Falls Studio with a recap. Hey, Jackie, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
What a great lineup right there. There's some heavy hitters on that panel.
It really was. Yeah, they filled that time. They probably could have talked to two more hours on tourism, to be honest. Yeah.
So let's start with that overall impact on the state's economy, because it doesn't seem like that's a drum that we can play too often.
Right. Exactly. And so here, Secretary Jim Hagan gave us some numbers just to kind of give us an overview of the economy. And so tourism is one of South Dakota's largest industries here. It's in the top five. He gave us last year's numbers for 2018, which was a record for South Dakota. But last year during the tourism season, we had 14.1 million visitors. Mm-hmm. They spent about $3.98 billion, so almost $4 billion. Around $300 million of those dollars went to state and local taxes. Tourism jobs, Secretary Hagan says, contribute to or represent about 10% of the South Dakota workforce. So that's over 53,000 jobs are in the tourism industry. And, you know, a lot of our discussion talked about not only just how it contributes to those industries and businesses that are directly connected with tourism, like campgrounds and things of that nature.
The gift shop at Falls
the
Park.
The gift shop, right, exactly.
Yes. It's more than that.
Exactly. Yeah. It really does contribute to these smaller communities and to small businesses that aren't directly connected to the visitor industry. Nancy Savage, she owns Child's Play Toys in downtown Sioux Falls. She spoke to this, and she really says that, you know, tourists are a huge part of her business.
I always thought of tourism as the west side of the state, mm-hmm. and I have been so amazed by what we see in the summers. July is one of our busy, other than November and December, July is one of our busiest months of the year.
So let's take a moment to shout out to Nancy Savage, who's been on this show a couple times. Yeah. What a force she has become for downtown Sioux Falls.
Absolutely.
And rallying around other people. Every person who is, well, I shouldn't say that. That's an exaggeration. Many people who are in business in downtown Sioux Falls, if you ask them who's helped them by being supportive, the first name they come up with is Nancy Savage.
And we can talk about, I even have a talking point on this for a little bit later, but you know, she shares when tourists come into her store, they ask her, you know, oh, what, you know, where should I go eat, or where are some other good places? And she shares those other local businesses that, and she shares the stuff that she enjoys doing in Sioux Falls.
Right.
Which
she gets it.
Yeah.
And so here's this other idea is that I think if you live in the Black Hills, you hear this all the time about the, you know, get ready for the visitors, you know, how to, or if you live anywhere around the corridor of I-90, but Sioux Falls and the southeast corner of the state, I don't know that you hear that message quite as much, and it really has a big impact in the southeast part of the region as well.
Exactly. And I mean, Nancy Savage's quote kind of alluded to that too, about, right. you know, we think that have this perception that the Black Hills and the West River that's the tourism, that's where tourism happens for us, right? And obviously it's a big draw, but Secretary Hagan, he gave kind of a surprising number that really, when you look at the tourism numbers, the spending numbers, it's split pretty much 50-50 mm-hmm. between East River and West River. And a lot of the, you know, East River is here in the southeastern part of the state and in Sioux Falls. And of course, you know, the panel all agreed, you know, a lot of those people are probably stopping on their way to go see the sites in the Black Hills. But Terry Schmidt, and she's the executive director of the Sioux Falls Convention Visitors Bureau, and Secretary Hagan both said, you know, Sioux Falls is really kind of becoming a destination in itself, especially for those kind of longer weekends where if they're people are coming here to see a show at the Denny Sanford Center, and they're staying a little bit longer because they do like to experience the shopping and the other stuff that's going on here in Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. Another big part of our tourism economy here in Sioux Falls which are conventions and corporate meetings, which maybe people know this, maybe they don't. I was surprised. Terry Schmidt doesn't keep exactly a track of all the numbers of what conventions and corporate meetings are here, but she estimated there's about hundreds of thousands of conventions and corporate meetings being held here in Sioux Falls annually, and that's huge, right?
Wow.
Yeah. And Mike Crewson, he's with the Danny Sanford Premier Center, he kind of backed that up, and he says, you know, we're attracting a lot of these big national conventions like the Dairy Farmers Convention and the Pheasant Fest, and they're coming here, and they want to stay here and continue having these conventions held here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. And it seems like that's only going to continue growing. Mm-hmm. As long as it's managed well, and it seems to have a lot of people on board to manage it.
Exactly.
You know, enthusiastically.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the impact of tourism beyond just the cash.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about this too, about how, you know, we do all these things for tourists and have these events and, you know, try to boost our tourism season. And everyone said, you know, that helps our quality of life here because we get to enjoy those things too. Yeah. Mike Crewson says that he's a transplant from Texas. He says that's huge in recruiting people to come here and stay and want to live too, because once you get somebody from outside who sees all these events going on and they kind of think, well, you know, maybe I could come here and find a job here or start a business here or something like that.
I could see myself here.
Yeah, exactly. And Secretary Hagan, he also alluded to this too. And he says, you know, tourism really is kind of the front door to long-term economic development in the state.
It's more than just fun and games. It's really serious business because it does have a ripple effect. And I have met dozens and dozens of people through the years who've said to me, we first came to South Dakota as a visitor. We had no intention of moving there, raising our kids there, having them educated either in your K-12 system or your higher education system. But once we experienced it, we said, this is the place for us. And those people have come here, they've either started businesses or they found new careers, and look at the effect that then that has on our economies and on small businesses and on main streets. It's impacting all of our economy.
Hmm. All right, so people want to know, how do we get a little more of that, especially if we're not necessarily in Sioux Falls or in
right.
the Black Hills? There are a whole lot of other communities in South Dakota
absolutely.
Who benefit from tourism as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And so some of the, you know, the especially Secretary Hagan and Terry Schmidt, you know, they gave some really good advice to smaller communities too that maybe want to try to attract more tourists. You know, they say, you know, events are great, but you want to, you know, you want to keep kind of updating those events and you want to maybe even have new events every year, not necessarily do the same thing. You want to keep things fresh and new, they say. You know, Secretary Hagan really says that we're competing with places across the world. We're not just competing with our region or even just the nation. And so tourists really are kind of expecting world-class experiences. So mm-hmm. they want to see a place that's open and welcoming. They want to see a place that's clean. So he says to put yourself in the tourist's shoes and kind of see it through their eyes of, you know, is your main street businesses, you know, are they painted? Is it, you know, fresh and clean? Do they have flowers in their windows? Things like that. What can you do to kind of make yourself just that little extra, right?
Right.
And yeah. We talked about sharing. You know, how Nancy Savage, she shares her best places and what she likes in her in Sioux Falls and with anybody that comes in and asks. That's kind of a huge part. But all the panelists said too is if a tourist comes up to you and asks you about something, go ahead and feel free to share those insider things that you like to do. Terry Schmidt, again, with the Visitors Bureau here in Sioux Falls, says, you know, it's just really important to be helpful and open and welcoming to tourists.
If they're driving down the street and they're walking down the street and someone stops and says, can you tell me where can I get the best steak downtown? And if somebody is really friendly and nice, that's one thing. If somebody says, oh, I don't know, we don't have good steak.
Yes.
That might be the only impression that they have of not only Sioux Falls, but South Dakota. So everybody is an ambassador for this state, and everybody's in tourism.
I think it's safe to say we have good steak.
Yeah, I don't think we'd worry about that, right?
It's a good metaphor for the idea, though, that if you're cranky and unwelcoming, that it has an impact on everybody, which people sometimes don't. You know, if you work downtown, if you live downtown, you're just walking around, you might not be thinking about that.
Right.
Or if you're, you know, in your community.
Exactly.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah, and I've had instances where I've traveled to other places, and if they, you know, if the people aren't welcoming, or if they don't have suggestions for me, or, you know, can't give me directions,
right,
it does make an impact. It does kind of like give you, oh, well, it was my favorite place because of this, or, right, oh, this was a great place because the people were so friendly and welcoming and helpful.
Exactly. All right. So this year might have had a little bit of a slow start because of all the weather that we have. We can't change the weather.
No, exactly. Yeah. Secretary Hagan did say that this year it was a slow start. And it was a slow start for a lot of states too in their tourism season. And that just happens. You can't control it. A lot of people too were affected by the weather that, you know, come here, like Nebraskans come here. A lot of those people were dealing with a lot of things, and they maybe can't have a vacation now this year. So that affects us too. But he says, you know, this has happened in the past. 2013 saw kind of late spring snowstorms, so it affected tourism numbers. But we rebounded in the fall and later in the summer and the fall. And so he's kind of hoping that that will happen again this year too.
All right. Lots of things happening in the fall. What are some of the challenges that you heard they were saying, you know, how do we sort of look at this? It seems like there's all kinds of opportunities. Where are the challenges to overcome?
The biggest challenge is the perception of South Dakota, the weather being cold. Really, oh, sure. the perception is, you know, it's cold, it's frozen, and, you know, maybe it's not as diverse as they think. And so, you know, once people come here and they see, you know, the diversity in the landscape and even the diversity in cultures, they love it and they'll come back. So our biggest challenge is really kind of getting over that hump. And Secretary Hagan and, you know, things like the visitors bureaus, like in Sioux Falls and across South Dakota, they work really hard at reaching out and getting people to come to the state to get over that hump. But it is something that, you know, we can get over that ourselves as maybe not being so negative about it ourselves about the winter, you know, and maybe try to embrace it a little more and maybe have a little more fun activities surrounding that part of this time too. Right. Or just, you know, really going, well, yeah, but during the summer, it's awesome.
Oh, we're pretty awesome in the winter, too.
Yeah, exactly,
and here's
right?
Here's my favorite thing about, and I'm sure if, after you had this hour-long conversation with everybody, just the enthusiasm that people in the visitor industry have. They're just the most positive, positive people. It's kind of a reminder for all of us to open your eyes, find out where the good meals are downtown, find out what the shops have.
Yes.
Enjoy your space. Enjoy the place that you live. Enjoy your community.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if they know that you're enjoying it, then they'll go, oh, yeah, this is a great place. Like, we can enjoy it, too.
And by the way, you get to enjoy it.
So yeah, exactly.
Use the visitors as an opportunity to remind yourself what an amazing place that you live in. Because South Dakota is pretty great.
Exactly.
All across the state.
Yeah.
Well done. All right. What's the next Making a Living coming up?
So next Making a Living we're having on July 30th at 3 p.m. here in the Sioux Falls studio. We're going to be talking about company culture, and we're going to be focusing specifically on those companies that really focus on their employees and trying to make their workplaces a great and happy workplace for those employees. And why are they doing that? And why is it important? How does that affect their bottom line? Right. So it should be an interesting conversation.
And this must have to do a lot more about, you know, it's more than having a foosball table in the...
Exactly.
or beanbag chairs or
whatever
those trends
are. We're
going to
get into
that.
What do the employees really want? What's going to make them happy?
Yeah. Do you have lineup yet? Is that still...
Yeah, no, we have... John Meyer from Lemonly is coming. Bonnie Harari from Think3D is coming. We have Epicosity is going to, this is a small business in Sioux Falls, is going to be there, and also Salmon's Financial. So awesome.
Now, when you list those names, almost all of them, I have a visual image of who they are as a company.
Yes.
So they're doing something right there.
Exactly.
With their culture. If I, who have never done business with any of them,
true.
know something about who they are and what they stand for.
Absolutely.
Nice. Oh, that'll be a good show. July 30th, 3 p.m. here in the SDPB Sioux Falls studios. Audience can come and sit and enjoy that as well. And online, we find previous shows. The full program is online where?
Yeah, it is. SDPB.org/makingaliving. That does work, actually.
All right. So, SDPB.org/makingaliving. Jackie Severin, thanks so much. Good work as always.
Thank you.